I was passing by a Jewish bookstore today, and I noticed that there was a book that I guess came out very recently called Why Do We Learn Gemara? And, you know, as often people do, when I saw the title of the book, I started thinking, you know, well, I thought that was a very nice book, that somebody should write such a book, maybe worthwhile to read it, maybe I'll read it with my guys, whatever it is. But then I got to thinking, well, what would I write if I was to write such a book, or if I was going to give a lesson on why we learn Gemara? So what would be some of the reasons that I was to give? And it came to my mind that something relevant to this week's Parsha. In the Parsha, we discuss Matan Torah, specifically Maamad Har Sinai, and we're told that when it's time for the Jewish people to receive the Torah, so the Pasuk says in Perek Yates, Pasuk Yitzayin, Vayotze Moshe es ha'am likrasa Elokim min ha'machaneh, Moshe brought out the people to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the camp, and they stood at attention on the Tachtis Ahar. That's an interesting lashon. The Tachtis Ahar literally sounds like it's saying the underside of the mountain. They stood not at the foot of the mountain or at the bottom of the mountain, but at the underside of the mountain. So the Gemara in Shabbos picks up on this. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Peches, that I'm sure you've all heard before, that it teaches us that the Torah is coming to teach us an interesting lashon. From this interesting lashon, right? I'll read you the lashon in the Gemara over here. Amar Avdimi Barchama Barchasa Melamit Shekafa Hakadosh Baruch Hu Aleim Es Ahar Kigigis. We learn from this lashon of the Torah that Hashem suspended the mountain over them. VaAmar Lohem, and He says to them, Im Atem Mekablim HaTorah Mutav. If you will accept the Torah, that's very good. Vim Lav Shom Tehei Kivuraschem. And if you don't accept the Torah, there you will be buried, meaning you're going to die here if you don't accept the Torah. So Hashem forced us to accept the Torah. So Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov Mikan Muda Rabba Lo Raisa. This is a major taina against the Torah, against the acceptance of the Torah. Just to elaborate slightly, we have a concept in the Torah itself of Anus Rachmana Patre, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds in His Torah that if something was forced upon you, you're not held responsible for it. So why then were Klal Yisrael, and are we held responsible for keeping the Torah if it was forced upon us? So Amar Rava, so Rava gives seemingly a very strange answer. Afal Pichein, even though that's all true, Hadur Kiblu Abimei Achashverosh. We went and re-accepted the Torah in the days of Achashverosh. So it sounds like Rava says, you're right, we were not chayev to keep the Torah, but we re-accepted the Torah in the days of Achashverosh. Okay, so this is something that requires a great deal of explanation. We're not going to get into that nekuda of it at this point in time. There's a different question that comes up from this Gemara that's asked by Tosfos, and before Tosfos, this was actually asked by the Midrash Tanhuma and Parshas Noach. So Tosfos raises it on the daf, and they ask the question, say, wait a minute. This part is not found in this week's Parsha, but it's found in Parshas Kisisa, where we talk about the way we agreed to accept the Torah, and we said, Naaseh v'nishma. Right? Not only will we do, but we will listen as well. And this was one of the great crowning achievements of the Jewish people, that we said, Naaseh v'nishma, we agreed to abide by the Torah before we even knew what was in it. And it was really a moment of glory for us. And the Midrashim discussed that Kadosh Baruch Hu put crowns on our heads when we said this. And it was really a great, great thing that the Jewish people accomplished. So what happened to Naaseh v'nishma? Why did the Torah have to be forced upon us if, in fact, we had already said Naaseh v'nishma? What happened to that? It sort of ruins it all. So the Midrash Tanchuma gives a different answer than Tosos. Let's check out the Tosos and Shabbos Pechas. It gives a very brief, simple answer. But the Medrash wants to suggest the following. I'll read you the Lashon of the Medrash. V'im tomar al ha-Torah shebichsav kafalim esahar. If you're going to say that Hashem forced them to receive the written Torah, v'halom misho ha-shamar lem ha-kablan ha-tem esah-Torah, anu kulam v'amunaseh v'nishma. So they said, no, once Hashem asked them if they want to accept the Torah, referring to the Torah shebichsav, everyone said, naseh v'nishma. Mipnei she'ein bo yigiyah v'tzar v'hi ma'at. It doesn't have so much hard work. It's small, right? You take a Hebrew-English, certainly a Chamisha Chumshe Torah, but you want to take all of Tanakh? Take a Hebrew-English Tanakh. That's twice as big as a regular Tanakh with just Hebrew. It's not such a big book. It's something, somebody says, you want to be a Jew, you got to do this whole book. You got to know it cold. Okay, so it's something I can do. I'm not so scared of it. Ela amar lahen ala Torah sheba'al peh. Rather, what was this threat made concerning? It was made concerning the Torah Shebaal Peh. sheyesh ba dikduke mitzvos kalos v'chamuros. It has all these specific details within mitzvos, both light and heavy. V'hi aza kamaves, and it's harsh. It's like death. V'koshe kishol kin asa. Unbelievable way of describing the Torah Shabbat. It's hard. It has this kinah. It has this jealousy to it. It's hard. It's difficult. It's bitter. So it's a very strange way they describe the Torah Shabbat. And then lefi she'ein lomed osa, and it's because the only people who learn it, Ella, misha oev HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol libo b'chol nafsho b'chol ma'odo, those who love Hashem with their whole hearts, their whole souls, and all their might. Very interesting lashon in the Midrash Tanhuma here. We're saying that the Torah Shebichsav, that's not so bad. Torah Shebaal Peh, this is something harsh. It's something difficult. It's bitter. It takes real hard work. Amelus, Yigia, something which it's not going to come by. It's not going to come to you on its own. It's not something you have to go out there and get it, and you have to put in overtime and overtime of overtime to really make some kind of a kinyan on it. And you only learn it if you love Hashem with all of your heart, with all of your might, with all of your soul. So why is that? Why is the Midrash telling us that you only learn Torah Shebaal Peh if you truly love Hashem with everything that you have? So I think you give a very simple answer. What is love all about? When a person loves someone else, so they want to dedicate themselves to this individual. So one of the ways in which you can dedicate is do things for them. That's for sure extremely important. So if you have a spouse, if you have a child, if you have someone in your friend that you love, and you want to give of yourself, so you do a lot of actions on their behalf. You make sure that they're taken care of, you make sure that they're made happy, and that's extremely, extremely important. But another way of showing love is to really, and perhaps a much more important way, is to try to understand them, right? A lot of times you can do so much for someone else, especially parents and children. You can do so much for your children, but if your children feel like you don't understand them, they feel distant from you. And it's the same with a spouse, it's the same with a friend, right? You can do a lot for them, but you want to really connect to them. You have to understand what they're all about. You have to understand what makes them tick. And it's not just about the big things. It's not just about the things that are overt, that's so easily observable. It's more than that. You have to connect to their innermost thoughts, their innermost desires. And that's how you can have a real love for someone else and to really connect to them properly, is to understand what's really making them tick and what they really think about everything and how they feel about everything and their real likes and dislikes. And that's a way to express true love. And that's what the Torah is telling us over here as well. The Midrash says, you want to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to demonstrate your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, learn Torah Shebaal Peh. Learn the details of Hashem's Torah, and specifically the details of Hashem's halacha. And that's what we do when we learn Gemara. When we're learning Gemara, we're not just saying the overall Torah Shebichsav. That's the easy part, quote unquote. It's not so easy, but it's by comparison, it's easy. The idea behind learning Gemara, the idea behind learning Torah Shebaal Peh, to the deepest possible depths that we can, is that we want to really, quote-unquote, get inside Hashem's head and understand every little detail that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to give over to us. Everything that, quote-unquote, makes God tick. Now, obviously, we're not even going to get to the scratching of the surface of what it means to understand Hashem. We don't understand the infinite. It's way, way beyond us. But at least to give it our best effort to say, Hashem, we love you. We want to understand you. And we don't just want to have a general understanding of how you feel in general. We want to know every little nitty-gritty detail. We're going to learn Gemara. We're going to learn Gemara be'iyun. We're not just going to try to understand the Gemara on the surface level. The Gemara on the surface level is already an iyun into the Torah Shebichsav, and it's an iyun into the halacha. But within that, we're going to be ma'ayin further. We're going to try to get, and whatever your style of iyun is, we're trying to apply our seichel and absorb the seichel of Hashem, and absorb the logic of Hashem, absorb the way the Rabbanim have analyzed Hashem's Torah over the generations, try to bring it home into our own hearts. And that way, when we connect to you, Hashem, when we connect to you from an educated perspective, from a perspective of we understand you much better, and we understand what makes you tick, we understand what is important to you in every detail, we can truly show a love for Hashem. We can truly show an understanding and have a real relationship with Hashem, not just, you know, through tefillah, which is the building blocks of the relationship with Hashem, but through Torah as well, by not just, you know, tefillah, we talk to Hashem about what's going on with us, but in Torah we understand what's from Hashem, what's going on with Him. And that's a little bit, that's one of the explanations I would have given for why it is that we learn Gemara, and something which can add a little insight into this week's parsha.